sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
Episode 097. It ain't easy being a work in progress. Take one. Do you guys mind if I take my time with this one? No answer? I'm going to take that as a yes. Lately, I've been reminiscing about peppermint snaps. In junior high, hit the block. Keep an eye on the cops while D-boy slang rocks. Just a project kid without a conscience. I'm having dreams of hearing screams at my concert. Me and all my childhood peers through the years trying to stack a little green. I was only 17 when I started serving fiends. And I wish there was another way to stack a dollar. I sold my Impala because these hard times make me want to holler. Will I live to see tomorrow? Am I falling off? I hit the weed and then proceed to say fuck all of y'all. Ain't nobody down with me, I'm thugging. I can't go home because motherfuckers think I'm bugging. So now I'm in this high-powered cell in at the county jail. Punk judge got a grudge, can't post no bail. What do I do in these county blues, getting badder than bruised by the you-know-whos, and the fakes get the shaking when they face me. Snakes ain't got enough nuts to replace me. Sitting in this living hell, listening to niggas yell, trying to torture them to tell, I'm getting mail. But ain't nobody saying much. The same old nuts is getting bucks while they sluts is getting fucked. They violated my probation, and it seems I'll be going on a long vacation. Meanwhile, it ain't easy. Nope, it ain't easy.
Message!
Welcome, bienvenue, and another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, Beat Black, a.k.a. Beat Blizzard, a.k.a. B.Black, a.k.a. Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. You know what?
Yay!
Thank you, kids. All right. Before I start the show, I want to remind you listeners that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on July 19, 2023, on Wednesday. Happy payday for those of you working in the government. Canadian government. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. That's your problem. Okay, hold on a second. All right. Yeah, I had to recite that whole verse, man, because it was like meditation, all right? Okay, so like I said, for you new listeners, this podcast has three acts, three parts. First one is the intro, which is what I'm doing right now. And second part is called User Random Thoughts. And the last part is final thoughts. So in the intro, I just like to I don't write this shit down. I'm just I read out some quotes and but just real quick, I guess just a little celebration, and it goes along with the theme of being about being a work in progress, about how it's not easy being a work in progress. Guess what I did? Remember that chair I kept complaining about that when I record, because it's got like, it's one of those high chairs and it's got those it's adjustable and the pump dies so it keeps sinking. Well, I'm in the process of fixing it. I finally bought the part to fix it. So a little tap myself on the back here, all right? Yay! That's not it. You know what else that I did? You know how I kept complaining, talking shit about how, I was talking about another podcaster. I think it was a Mundane Festival, right? And I said, yeah, man, I need to get a life. I need to do some shit. You know what I mean? Remember, I just kept complaining about how I needed to do something? Well, guess what I did? Finally, got off my ass, bought a ticket to go see the Apex Spoken Word Show in New Jersey. Now, I only booked for one night because I don't want to stick in New Jersey for a while, you know, for long. For one night, I'm considering extending it to stay. But anyway, my point is, I did it. I fucking did it. So, yay! Tap myself on the back. I'm not used to that shit, right? Okay. And last but not least, all right, this is like a testimonial, right? Today, I went to the grocery store, right? And the sign said, I was buying this all-purpose cleaner because I'm trying to clean my sink, shit like that. Doesn't matter, right? I was buying it, and it was at Walmart. It said three for $11. Buy one, it's $4 or $5, whatever. Doesn't matter, right? So I said, that's a deal. So I went to the scan, and that motherfucker did not register in the machine. Yeah, I didn't see my special. Now usually I'm like, whatever. It's just $3. I'm like, fuck that, man. I don't need that much all-purpose cleaner. So I called the agent. I said, hey, the fuck? You trying to run the fast one on me? And then the lady said, oh, please forgive us, please, almighty black man. Okay, she may or may not have said that those exact lines, but she did. I got it to remove those fucking. I just bought one item when I could have easily bought three. It's not like I don't have the money. But it's the fucking principle. It's the goddamn principle. So I said, I'm just buying one, all right? I was actually polite about it. But I said, hey, you know, miss, please, you know, I'm just going to buy one, whatever. But the point is, I have this bad habit of saying, whatever, fuck it, you know, forgetting that money doesn't grow on trees. And it's a principle. If they're not going to respect. I actually didn't need that much all-purpose cleaner. The only reason I went for it is because I'm a sucker for fucking... deals. They said, oh, you gotta buy this. What are you, an idiot? It says three for three. My point is, I did not allow the marketing assholes to get to me. That's the point. So, one more. Yay! Alright, now you're probably wondering, B-Black, why are you celebrating these small fucking victories? What the fuck, man? What's with this bullshit? You know what I mean? Consider this a gratitude journal going on. But, I'll elaborate on that shit in final thoughts. But right now, we're going to jump to news and random thoughts. Hey, before I continue, I should mention that I'm recording this, not just audio, but video, because the next level, the next step to this podcast is to, oh, shit. That's so much for that progress. Sorry, okay. The next level to this podcast is going to YouTube and having clips on TikTok, right? But that's the next step. That's the next side. Now, the reason I just went the big release size, because I remember on the last episode, I had promised you that I had another web project that I started, and I was supposed to get back to you with a plan of how the project's going to go. Guess what I did, dear accountability partner? I fucking forgot. My bad. I fucked up. But I'm not going to beat myself up for it. So that's another accomplishment on my part. Not beating myself up because I fucked up. Yay! So all this to say that I'm going to have a plan. I should write this shit down. Hold on. I don't have a piece of paper. But I'm going to have a plan next. Okay. That plan that I have on how I'm going to do this project, I'm going to read it out on the next. I'll tell you what. I'll put it on the agenda. Fuck. I don't have a piece of paper. You have a piece of paper. All right. Fuck it. Yeah, I don't want to make... This is me trying to prove that I'm not... Okay, this is my post-it notes. All right. I'm going to say web project plan. There we go. Nah, it's written it down. Usually when I write this shit down, it gets done. Consider that shit gold. All right, okay. So I wrote it down, guys. You know what that means? Another. Yay! I'm so special. All right, whatever. All right, okay. Let's jump to use a random thought and get on with the show. Let's do this. Wow. If I sound like I'm feeling a little good, it's because I had some Chinese food. I don't know what accent I'm trying to do when I do that. I'm trying to sound like a southerner. Some Chinese food. Hey, that's not a southerner. I don't know where I got that. There's a character I likely saw on television, and what was I say? Oh right, I think I'm imitating this character that I can't remember. Anyways, I am fucking like I'm suffering the itis. But, speaking of progress, I ate nothing but proteins and vegetable. I mean, there might have been a bit of, like none of that. Was that carbon, that shit? Yeah, you know what? I'll look it up, right? Oh, my God. Justice. Right, I'll look it up. So, I'm not going to do the yay anymore, but I'm just saying, okay, you know what, B? Good for you. All right, I'm not used on giving myself props. Again, I'll elaborate in final thoughts. What was I saying? All right, okay, so use a random thought. First thing that comes to mind, I labeled this. I'm not going to read this article, right? I'm just going to, because I want to get through using random thoughts really quickly here. And so in the, what's going on? Right, so Atlanta Black Star has an article about, what's Atlanta Black Star? Oh, it's a news publication, right? Are they pro-black? But that's about it. So use them. Atlanta Black Star wrote a piece titled, in the entertainment section, I Work For Myself. Ice Cube fires back at fans selling out accusation by saying he self-made. Black Twitter says he meant self-interested. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to go into the details. Fucking Ice Cube, famous rapper. Dope ass rapper. He's on my top five greatest of live, and he's been doing some crazy shit lately. Like, I mean, you know, look up Green New Deal or Special Deal, whatever, man. Some contract with a man. Basically, Ice Cube is in bed with fucking Trump. Talking about, yo, I talked to Trump and I got him to sign some contract, and that nigga's gonna give us reparation, black folks. Follow me. Whatever. So whatever, man. So he's been doing a lot of weird shit. He's been doing shit that's made black folks not trust him less. Now, I say black folks. Turns out that he still got supporters. So in that article, in response to I Work For Myself, blah, 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 all I remember is feeling, is thinking to myself, fuck it. Ice Cube is in the same category as Kanye West. Now, I can see why people would take offense to that. Again, and I said, Ice Cube, Here's my career. I'll just read it out right. I said, Ice Cube is like Kanye to me. I only like them for their music. I wish Twitter would let you edit, correct your tweets. Anyway, I only like them for their music. Everything else about them is irrelevant. Fuck, there's spelling mistakes in this shit. Okay, this is not clear. Anyways, I wrote, everything else about them is irrelevant details to me that makes them no special than anyone else wearing a MAGA hat. Okay, what I'm trying to say is I'm learning how to separate the artist from their work, the human being from their work. And when it comes to Ice Cube, if it wasn't for his fucking music, he'd be nothing to me. I don't mean like if it wasn't for his music, he'd be no different than any other black MAGA supporter. Whether he's a pro-black MAGA supporter or whether he's one of a cool MAGA supporter, you're a MAGA supporter. That's all that fucking matters to me, right? Only thing that's relevant about him is his fucking music. I'm not listening to Ice Cube to figure out, hey, Ice Cube, what should I do with my life? Hey, Ice Cube, who do you think I should vote for? Hey, Ice Cube, should I be wearing a red or a blue t-shirt? Yeah, what do you know what I mean? Hey, Ice Cube, my girlfriend just dumped me. I fuck that shit. Here's the thing I know about Ice Cube that's consistent about Ice Cube. Ever since I've known him, he used to have a shit like, I ain't no motherfucking role model. He talked a lot about not being a role model because straight out the bottle, drinking eight straight out the bottle. Do I look like a motherfucking role model to a bitch looking up to me? Life ain't money, but bitches ain't money. But wait, did Ice Cube say that or Eazy-E said? Doesn't matter. He wrote the lyrics. My point is, everything I've known about Ice Cube, the one thing that's been consistent about that nigga is he is not out there seeking my approval. Sure, he probably likes the fact that he's rich over the fact that people like me love his music and like them in Friday. That's probably the only movie. Friday and Anaconda. What's that movie? The other movie he made with the big snakes this big? Boys in the Hood. All right, okay, all right. So I like them in Friday. The first Friday, everything else is whatever. I'm not dissing Ice Cube. My point is this. He's just a rapper. He's an actor. He ain't no activist, at least not to me. Okay, let me get back to this. Nothing about Ice Cube's got a track that says, yo, get off my dick, nigga, tell your bitch. No, get off my dick, tell your bitch to come here. I was taught back on my block, don't ride on nobody's jock. So I don't think nothing about Ice Cube says, be black, I want your approval. I respect that. I get it. I kind of want that from my own self. I wish I could be that. I want to be those people. Fuck what people say. Yo, you know what? 2 + 2 = 6,000. I don't give a fuck. Suck my dick. I'm going to be that guy. Okay, not that extreme. That's that extreme, right? But I can respect Ice Cube because he talks about it. I was like, look, man, I've always been a free thinker. Yes, I'm down with Trump. Fuck y'all niggas, man. I know what the fuck I'm saying. I can respect that. Do your thing, Ice Cube. I can respect that. The one thing I refuse to take from fucking Ice Cube, the one thing I refuse to accept from that guy is him presenting me shit, pouring syrup on it, and talking about, yo, nigga, eat these pancakes. Fuck you, man. Fuck. That's where I'm like, fuck you, Ice Cube. You eat them goddamn pancakes. Hey, if you want to believe that you walk on water, that's your business. That's your business, all right? He went cuckoo, whatever. But don't ask me to endorse that fucking bullshit belief. Do you, Ice Cube? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Do you, Ice Cube? I ain't mad. Now, it's not really Ice Cube that I'm mad at. I know I'm speaking to him. It's the people who got mad at my tweet. Now, granted, it was kind of like miswritten, so I'm not sure how much they understood of what I was trying to say. Fuck. I wish Twitter would let you edit your fucking tweets. I hate looking back at my tweets and looking how badly I wrote them. I'm like, shit. No one makes anyone. It doesn't matter, right? But I got to my tweet. I got where's the number? I got a lot of flack for it. I say flack by my standards, right? I'm no celebrity, but I got a laugh. I'm gonna pretend I'm a celebrity. But four people. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, you know what? I'm going to say four people got back to me. But now that I think about it, when I look at the comments, I'm like, them niggas don't deserve my fucking respect at all. Like, it's I got four people and all of them were centered on the idea like, hey, you ain't one of us. Black America. I say, you ain't no Black America. This is Black American business. Shut the fuck up. Don't talk shit about our heroes. Ice Cube wants us to ride his jock, then that's the fuck what we gonna do. You know what I mean? Like, four black folks mad at me for for a tweet they didn't understand. Now, granted, it wasn't properly written, so I can understand the confusion. But the point is, they were butthurt by my comment about what I said. I like his music. I like it. I mean, I know what it's like to be like, hey, don't be talking shit about my hero. I guess what bothers me about it, it's black folks coming at me talking about, yo, this is, yo, fuck you, you black Canadian, black Haitian Canadian, ain't your fucking business, my own business, this is black people business. I'm like, you know, it was really hard for me, okay, I'm spending too much time on this segment, okay, right, it was really hard for me not to reply, and like I was gonna say something genius to these guys, but I was like, the one thing I did reply, sorry, to myself, I said, damn, who knew this shit would be a touchy subject, talking about Ice Cube? I said, all I'm saying is, I'm a huge fan of Ice Cube's music, especially the one song titled, Get Off My Dick, tell your bitch to come here. Yeah, because I was, in a way, indirectly telling them to get my bitch. But it was fucked up, man. I was just... Okay, it was fucked up because on the way, I'm still working on the part of, you know, brothers supposed to be brothers. I thought we were all, you know... I guess... Yeah, it hurts. It hurts. It bothers me that... I guess it's the realization that there is no black utopia. And, you know, we're all individuals. We are a diversity. And of course, there's going to be some morons. This ain't me like, yo, yeah, I know, I hate your opinion. But this is like really stupidity. Like these black folks who think that, hey, man, who forget that, you know, hey, we're all into some oppression pit. The white man doesn't like you better than me. Just because you were born in the United States, you know, it's you know what, it makes me as angry as the dark skin versus light skin shit. That's what bothers me about it. That, you know what I mean? It's like self-destruction. You're headed for self-destruction. I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan. I shouldn't have to run from a black man because that's self-destruction. You're headed for self-destruction. Anyway, all right. Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm about to say. Y'all can continue on. I'm trying to be Mobb Deep. That's all I got to say on that. So I forgot what he said. Whatever. Right. One guy told me, do what, love him. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Eat mud pie. Oh, fuck, man. See? Black person telling me this. Are you in the States? I was going to say, nah. No. I'm going to say, fuck that. You crazy? Okay. No, I got health care. Okay. Yeah, this one got me. This is Black American. You know what? It's funny. Is motherfuckers on the internet. These are people. If I saw them at the barbershop, I'd be like, yeah, you are not worth a single brain cell, man. Cause you're way too ignorant. I mean, it's like, shut the fuck up. You in grown folks business right now. Yeah. Like, I'd rather debate a black Trump supporter. Cause at least they know they're coons. All right. Next on the rundown sheet, what else I got? I call this closed door policy. All right, so someone shared this on Twitter, and it bothered me. So I'll play it and then share my thoughts as to why it bothered me. But here we go. I don't know if it's probably meant to be funny, but here
these kids, they can keep their door closed all day long. 24/7, 365, the door is closed. And I know what some of y'all gonna say. It's about privacy. And that's true. But the problem is, I don't even get that much privacy in my own house from them. Yeah, whenever somebody want to come to my door, they going to knock on it. Or they just going to open the door and walk in. Meanwhile, y'all got the door closed and locked. I'm a little scarred because when I was growing up, we couldn't do that. Nah, hell no. Nah. You don't close no doors in a house that you don't pay no bills in. That's how it went in my house. Now, all of a sudden, my kids feel like they just own some things. They're going to keep their door closed because they got some things going on up in there. No, I need to open this door. I need to know what's going on up in here. And if you keep closing the door, I'm going to take it off the hinges. Why? Because I'm scarred. I got issues. I got problems that stem from back then. And I ain't dealt with them. Also, the fact, y'all sneaky. And I don't know what's going on up in here. I know we live on the second floor, but we got a ladder outside. You might have somebody up in this room. Open the door up so I can see what's going on up in here before I put a Ring camera in here. Won't nobody get no privacy. Understand that. Yeah, this 2023. I don't trust no kids. I don't know what they got going on. These kids are different. You got to keep your eye on your child.
It's one of those situations where initially I took the video seriously, and now that I think about it, I'm like, yeah, I think this dude was just fucking with us, man. He goes, our kids keep their door closed, their doors closed. As kids, we could never. You know what? I love jokes. I'm going to assume this. I love jokes that people take seriously. No, that's not true. Okay, no, because no, rape jokes is not funny. I'm saying that send you, he meant, okay, I'm going to assume for sake of conversation, I don't know this content creator, but I'm going to say, but just because of his delivery, I'm going to assume he meant this strictly. He was exaggerating a point and he made it as comedy. He's an artist. Respect him for that, right? It's all of us, the audience. Most of the people in response to that, to this clip, were like, "Hey, very funny. He's right, man. Fuck them kids. You know, don't trust them kids." Like agreeing. And I was like, "Yo, I got triggered, man. That shit sent me. it reminded me of a time when my dad, my dad had that, I call it closed door, open door policy. See, my parents, to them, I was going to say it's a Haitian thing, possibly, but to them, the concept of being an introverted child didn't mean anything. You're just being a bitch-ass nigga. A bitch-ass nigga. Or you mad at us? Open this door! You know what I mean? It's like, no. Privacy? Fuck you need privacy for? You pay these bills? By the way, here are your open letters. You know what I mean? Like, concept of privacy, the concept of closing the door was foreign to them, man. You know what I mean? I'm sure they came from, they had a lot of siblings, and I'm sure it was a concept that didn't make sense to them. I get it. But for me, so I remember I closed the door, and I guess I must have been rude about it because my dad's not usually, does he get angry? Whatever. But it must have pushed him to the point where he's like, I'm taking this door off the hinges. Didn't realize me, man. I didn't realize how that shit fucked me up. I don't mean like I went crazy, but it was like, I remember feeling naked. the door was open. There's something about that open door that just drove me nuts, and I can't explain it. It was like I don't know how long it was off, but it was I still remember how much I hated not having a fucking door, especially after being used to it, right? And here's the thing. Okay, hold on a second. I didn't do anything that... Okay, here's the thing. This is where I'm going, okay? First, I'm going to read my response to it. I said, I remember, first time I see this joke, I was triggered, and it just sent me back to that moment when my dad took the hinges off my door, and I remember my brother and my mom were like, right on! You know what I mean? Teach that little, teacher, whatever, right? And I remember I said, then how do you teach your kid that they are worthy of trust, to be trusted? As an introvert, that open door policy caused me harm. That's why I left my parents' house as soon as I could and never looked back. I'm also dealing with the damages as opposed to punishing others for it. Now, when I said never look back, it meant when I moved out into my own apartment, fuck. It became my sanctuary. It finally became my home. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't think it could be this good. And there's a lot of time. And it's my parents pretty much have to drag me out. Hey, we're having a Christmas festival. We're doing a Christmas party. We're doing a family meet. I'm like, I'm sick. Can't make it. Whatever. Anyways. Oh wait. Oh shit. I didn't see all the replies I got back. Street facts. Say we don't doors in here. Okay, whatever. All I know is when I wrote that, a few parents came back and were like, hey man, we're just trying our best. And I wasn't really trying to hurt feelings or try to start shit with parents, right? I'm not, I get it. Parenting is not easy. I am not a parent. I'm just speaking for myself. I'm just saying, black folks love to talk about, mistreating their kids. I'm just saying, just like I said in the past episode, if you want an example of why you shouldn't beat your kid, I can talk to you about that. If you have an example of why you should respect your child's privacy, I mean, not like some sucker. I mean, if I guess what I'm saying is, if your child has proven to you that they're trustworthy, let them have their privacy until they give you a reason not to do it. Like if they violate your trust, then yeah, fuck it, you punish them. You do that's the right thing. I guess for me is, I said, what if you're a good kid? What if you have a good kid? Why would you punish a kid who's doing all the right things? I know for me, it's because my parents were severe. I'm telling you shit that I wouldn't tell them because they wouldn't take it in the spirit it was intended. This is not a shit on your parents type of thing. People like, this is your podcast. Say what you got to say. I'm speaking the truth. Speaking my truth. I'm just saying. My parents worked. Okay. I have this theory that my parents worked this belief that maybe they believed they had good kids. But when we made a mistake, they stop believing it. They're like, we fucked up. These kids are fucked up. We didn't do right. Oh my God, these kids are gonna end up in jail, an alcoholic. They're gonna be a fuck up. They're gonna be worse than me, whatever, right? I think, it's my theory, I think my parents had this, and it's not unique to them, but I think my parents had difficulty believing that they maybe God blessed them with good kids or decent kids, right? I think it was more of a reflection of them as parents, as human beings. They felt, well, since I'm a fuck up, I'm very likely to give birth to another fuck up. So there are couples out there, there are people out there in relationships who can't get themselves to believe that they're with a good partner. As a reason, they self-sabotage the relationship. They do shit like, this bitch doesn't trust me, so I'm going to cheat on her. Or I'm going to cheat on her before she cheats on me. Does like that kind of mentality. I think my parents had that kind of mindset when it came to their kids. They couldn't get themselves to believe they were decent kids. So by me saying, hey, pops, don't take down my door. Oh, you can tell me what to do, kid. Whatever. Yeah, He didn't see it as, yo, please don't do that shit. he didn't see it as, you know what? That's the other thing about Haitian parents. You know, they don't believe in, you know, kids' needs. Fuck your needs. You live in a house, don't you? There. Supplied your need. All you only need you have is physical and food on the table. You're eating, ain't you? Needs supplied. Everything else is like bullshit. So what I'm really trying to get at is, this constant treating your kids badly because you expect them to keep fucking up, at some point, that's going to be their belief. I grew up with the notion, I'm still working on this notion, that I don't deserve to be trusted. I don't deserve to be treated kindly or to be like, this is fucked up. I'm going to say this, right? I still can't get myself to believe that I'm a kind person, that I'm a good person. Like, good is whatever. Good is relative, right? But that I'm a... Okay, I can't get myself to believe that I'm a good person. As a result, my kindness is more of a reflection of my inability to believe that. Like, people will be like, it happens. So we'll be like, oh, man, you're a nice person. Say, yeah, too bad I don't believe it. Oh, man, that's a nice thing to do. Yeah, that's because in my mind, I'm like, you a piece of shit. The least you could do is one act of kindness. It's kind of fucked up. Like, I don't know if my kindness is more because of stems from the belief that I'm not a kind person. And if that's the case, then does that make it a healthy belief since it's producing a good behavior? But all I know is I was never able to learn when to accept that, you know what? You're a good kid. You're a good person. So that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, that's why I never liked that closed door policy, man. It's just this open door policy. It went against what I needed to be a healthy child, I guess, or develop a healthier mindset. Yeah, that's what I, you know, Shut Up Podcast, a podcast that explains how how your parents fucked you up. I say, shout out to people who can relate to what the fuck I'm talking about, because that's who I'm speaking to, not the rest of you who are like, oh, okay, so I'm going to use this material to talk shit about your parents. Well, I'm going to tell your parents that, no, that's not at all what the intention of this. It's speaking the truth, man. Speaking the truth. All right. I went over time again. Fuck, it's going to be a long podcast, ain't it? All right, okay. I'm going to rush through the last three items. It goes... It says, this one here. All right, so this tweet helped me get my mind right. It relates to, after my therapy session, the next day I was struggling with this concept of, let's just say I wasn't feeling good about myself. And this tweet helped me get my mind right. And it said, shout out to Self-Care Canvas. Yeah, Self-Care Canvas, and it goes, if you worry a lot, open this thread. Okay, and it goes, one, understand that worrying is normal. Worrying is part of being human. It responds to uncertain situation. but when it becomes constant, it's detrimental to mental health. Acknowledge it without judgment. 2, practice mindfulness. Focus on the present moment. Most worries are about the past or the future. Being present can help you distinguish between solvable and hypothetical worries. 3, shift your focus. Instead of thinking about worst-case scenarios, visualize best-case outcomes. Positive thinking isn't about denying problems. It's about exploring solutions. 4, develop worry period. Designate a time each day for worry. Outside of this time, if worry pops up, remind yourself to address it during your worry period. This practice can help you regain control. 5, engage in physical activity. That sucks. regular exercise helps to reduce anxiety by boosting your mood and acting as a natural stress reliever. Choose a form of exercise you enjoy and make it part of your daily routine. 6, get adequate sleep. That's funny. Fuck, that's why I hit record on a midweek episode. Get adequate sleep. Sleep deprivation can amplify feelings of anxiety and worry. Establish good sleep hygiene by having a regular sleep schedule and creating a peaceful sleep environment. 7, practice deep breathing and relaxation techniques. Mind-body practice like deep breathing, meditation, and yoga can help to quiet your mind and reduce worry. All right, life becomes easier when you become a master of mental models of humans. Work mental models, learn big, and whatever, yeah, man. I guess they're just selling some product. Is that, I don't know what that's about. But anyway, yeah, man. I can't remember the one specific one that got my, I guess reading that reminded me the reason I was feeling negative. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, okay, I'm worrying again. That part of my brain that likes to worry is like, needs to be put in check. All right, okay. So that's another one. All right, now, TikTok clip that helped me get, this is like, shout out to content creators out there who just helped me get right with my own self. Okay, so this next one is called TikTok clip that helped me get my mind right about the podcast. Right, shout out to, okay, here, I'll play it right now.
This simple trick will guarantee you get more customers, and I promise it's easy. This is for all the content creators out there who are trying to grow their audience. Stop trying to be someone you're not. Yes, I know there are filters out there, but people connect with people that they vibe with. And if you're not being genuine, we can smell that from a mile away. And the goal with social media is to connect with like-minded people. So your best bet is to be yourself so you can find people who are just gonna vibe with you. If not, they're not going to connect with you, and you're gonna want to build that connection with your audience. And the truth is, the best way to connect with your audience is to be yourself. A study found that 64% of TikTok users say they love this platform because they can be their truest self, which means that users saw their engagement increase, which means greater reach, stronger relationships. And that's what you want. That is the reason why we're on social media, so we can build stronger relationships with our communities online. Now, if you're wondering, well, how can I do this? I want you to be authentic, be real, be you, be yourself, show up unapologetically, tell the world what is on your mind. When you're being yourself, people will relate to you more. Hey, I'm Melina, and I help part-time creators become full-time online. If you want more of this, like and follow.
You know what's interesting is I'm looking at it. This post got 11 likes and girl in the verse. Okay. Hold on a second. I missed this part. Okay. So 3,731 followers, 245. Now, here's the thing about me, right? It's not shit like that. It's what she said that struck a chord for me. Whether she had 2 followers or not, she said something that I needed to hear. And the effect was that feeling that, okay, I'm on to something. Again, if you've been tracking my podcast, that's all. My quest has just been to be an authentic person. Closer to the real me. Because I got to tell you, man, growing up in Ottawa, fuck. Ottawa as I'm going to blame Ottawa. I'm going to blame the Ottawa culture, man. No one's... The last thing you want to be is your real, fuck that, authentic self. Yo, You get dissed. You get outcast. You get booted out of the city. It's a conservative city. Anyway, sorry. Try to stop blaming Ottawa. I'm saying, for some of you, your journey is to get on Mount Everest. Me is getting closer to my authentic self. And that's what this podcast is about. What's on the Be Black you see on this plot, you hear on this podcast, is different than the one you'll see in real life. And but when she, the part where she says about just being your authentic self, and it just created the spark of the hope. There's a hope that this will lead to finding people who I could vibe with. That's, to me, it's like a, it's a journey worth trying, worth getting on. It's, it, you know, it reminds me of a dating profile, right? I'm trying to fuck my audience. No. Yeah, I am seriously trying to connect with an audience. Now, granted, it might be one or two people. Two people makes an audience. Okay, define audience. How many people makes an audience? Can one person be an audience? Whatever, right? I'm trying to connect. But the point is, I'm trying to connect with other human beings who understand. I've been so used to speaking to people who, like, the way I could best describe it was either they don't understand the question, either they don't have the answers or don't understand the question. It's just, or people who just misunderstand me. And then it got to the point that I was starting to feel like, hey, maybe I'm the one who's the odd man out. I'm surrounded by people who just look at me with sheer confusion. So this is like a Hail Mary. A Hail Mary on my part. Hoping to connect with a group of human beings who understand what the fuck I'm talking about and who can relate to that shit. Share notes. I mean, whether it's one, two of you, whether it's 3,731 of yous, let's find out. And you know what? And I'm willing to take the scenic route to make it happen. All right. This is why I'm not contacting these content creator experts, because I'm like, everyone's got a gimmick. I don't know. I guess I'm not at that point yet where I want to pay for someone's help doing that. So right now I'm figuring this shit out on my own. Get rich or die trying. All right. But shout out. Oh, my God. Was I negative? Yeah. So shout out to Girl in the Verse, man. That was some words I needed to hear. All right. Last but not least. Damn. Okay. I am going to. Last but not least, on a previous episode, I said, I don't know what I would tell someone who wanted to unalive themselves. All I know is I would just accept the situation that, yo, they're in control. It's their decision. All the fucking positive quotes, all the antidotes in my life, all the, I know what you mean, all the con art won't work. All I need to know is that person is in full control of the situation, and you don't have control over whether someone decides, whether actually takes the move. All you can do is, that's all I know. Anyway, all this to say, I found this on Reddit in Made Me Smile, and the caption goes, struggling fan meets Sean Astin. And for those who don't know who Sean Astin is, he's the white dude who played in Lords of the Ring, Sam Jammy, you know, the dude, not Frodo, but, you know, hey, one of the short guys there. What do you call them? What the fuck? Not little people. What? Dwarfs? What the fuck? Okay, you're going to make me look this shit up. He, Hobbits. See, I read books. That reminds me, man. I remember I never was into Lord of the Ring, and these white dudes at work were like, what the fuck? Fuck you mean you didn't read Lords of the Ring? What the fuck is your problem? They wanted to say nigger. I know they wanted to say nigger, but anyway, yeah. They got Lords of the Ring back in Africa? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. No, they didn't say that, but it does sound funny. All right. Oh, my God. Focus beat. Right. So, struggling fan meets with Astin. And apparent, I guess, okay, so I'm going to read the lower characters. An example of why Sean Astin is so beloved by all his fans. This was a special moment this fan had with him at Fanboy Expo Knoxville 2023. Oh, this was recent. Okay, I'm going to play this. Hopefully you can hear the sound. If not, I'm going to try to help you out here. Here we go.
for me.
Okay, you can't hear it. Okay, I'll read it. Okay, the caption goes, fan comes up to Sean Astin, wearing a white cap, white shirt, whatever, being, you know, signing autograph. And he goes, I had to let you know that I'm really appreciative of you. And then, here we go. He goes, I've been going through, oh my God. Okay, this is where it gets deep, man. He goes, and is the fan talking to Sean Astin. He goes, I've been going through severe depression and stuff. Fuck, man. This shit is making me emotional. Hold on, let me lower this volume before I bless your ears. Here we go. I've been going through severe depression. And so one of the quotes that I really hold close to my heart is Sam's quote. Oh, man. Even darkness will pass in the new day. Oh, man, I actually missed that part. Okay, because even darkness will pass and a new day will come. Damn, I missed that part. Here we go. Okay, so this is Chad Astin repeating it to the fan. Sean Astin, guys, you know what the best part about severe depression is?
Nothing.
It fucking blows.
I love you. I'm sorry.
He goes, oh man, I love you. I'm sorry that you have struggles.
Just don't ever
forget it gets better. Oh my God. Hold on a second. Oh man. All right, okay. Then he follows up with,
bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Be strong. Yeah, I love you too.
You know what's wrong with you?
You know what's wrong with you? Sean Astin talking to a fan?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's hard sometimes. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're here. And he goes, sorry, I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here too. Oh, the fan respond. It means so much to me. Thank you. Me too, beautiful. Fuck, man. So I'm getting emotional right now, man. If I was in therapy session, I'd let the tears fly. But I'm saying, okay, I guess what I'm saying is, man, I love these moments between human beings. It's like that song by, what's that name? Gospel artist, Hezekiah Walker. There for you, you're there for me. I love you. I need you to survive. It's, I don't know. It's a church song, but I like the concept of cooperation, giving a fuck about, I don't know, these human moments where we take care of each other. I don't mean like Republicans, like, you know, what do you mean, fucking freeloaders? No, I mean, look, this young lady was in a moment of weakness. It comes up to him and said, like, I love the energy between you. It just said, your work's been inspiring. I've been depressed. He can relate to it. They've been talking to it, and I love what he says. The great thing is about depression? Nothing. Because he said that. That's what I was talking about. Like, don't fucking lie to them. Don't talk to the person who's depressed and say, hey, and tell them bullshit they don't want to hear. But the one thing, yes, this is the part I did connect with. Just remember, it gets better. So I talked about how my stunt with depression, but the reason I don't like calling it depression because it wasn't to the level where there was no turning back. I was probably close to the edge. Okay, I was close to the edge, but far enough to be able to be like, what the fuck am I doing? I need to get some help. That's where I got lucky. That I was able to just get to the point where I was like, B, you need to do something. That I was conscious enough to be like that little voice in my head that believes that, you know, things get better. The fact I couldn't hear that voice anymore that says things get better. But I was far enough from the edge that I was able to say, what the fuck, slow. You know, it's like you're driving fast. I don't know if in my car, It's got the sensor. It's kind of interesting, right? It's got the sensor that it can sense other cars. And when I get too close to a car, it's like, beep, 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 beep. It's like, hey, asshole, hit the fucking brakes. You know what's interesting about that sensor? It doesn't work on human beings. But that's another conversation, right? Anyway, so it's got a sensor that it's like, beep, 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 hit the fucking brakes, stupid. And, I mean, you can see that you're getting too close, but that extra sensor is like, whoa, fuck this. This Red Bull is not kicking in, right? In case the Red Bull doesn't kick in, it's like, okay, hit the brakes or slow the fuck down. So the sensors that was like, beep, 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 it was enough for me to be like, okay, let me get some help. Let me talk to someone. Because if I keep going on this journey, I'm not going to be able to turn back. You know, so I guess what I'm saying is I do use the word depression. Words like suicidal, but I wasn't to the point where I couldn't turn back. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at. All right. So I love that he said that. That's the thing is, once you start feeling yourself, once you start losing your ability of believing that shit gets better, will get better. That joy comes in the morning. That after the storm, there's sunshine. Once you start believing it's only gonna be storms from now. That's when you need to talk. That's when you need to. I mean, you should do it before, or don't go into the storm. But once that voice that says shit gets better stops talking to you, either get help or figure something out. But like warn yourself, like beep, 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 hit the fucking brakes. Cause after past that point, I get it. Ain't shit you can tell those people, man. They're far gone. I mean, all I know, ain't shit I can tell them. Ain't shit I can tell them. But anyways, yo, shout out to, I love this clip. Shout out to the person who uploaded this on Karma Feed, the Karma Feed, up on Reddit, cause it made my day. All right, I'm gonna have to shorten, I'm going to figure it out. I figure it out. All right. Okay. So this concludes News and Random Thoughts. sorry, I'm a little mad at myself because it was supposed to be a short fucking segment, but I didn't do it. So let's jump to final thoughts and so I can get the fuck out of here and publish this episode. So let's do this. Yeah. Fuck. I love that sound in my ear. How you doing so far, B-Black? All right, okay. That's what the audience want. That's what I'm going to give them. All right. Fuck it, man. Okay, all right. You know what? Have you all seen the movie? I'm trying to get rid of the word guys from my... or using guys to... as gender neutral term. I'm working on it. Have you seen the movie... Any Given Sunday? No? All right. There's this clip. I'll tell you what. I'm going to... okay. All right. Okay. I was going to play it, but it's a four-minute clip. I don't have the time. But it's that speech by Al Pacino titled Inches. On this team, we fight for that inch. Now, I just realized it's a four-minute, 32 clip. 32. I'll put it in the show notes because I ran up the clock. We won't have time to play it. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. What's this? Yeah, man, I'm sorry, kids, all right? Sorry. Yeah, all right, you know what I mean? Man, I'm like Ice Cube. Fuck you, all right? This is a free podcast. Suck my dick! Anyway, yeah. But the links will be in the show notes, all right? It's called, it'll be labeled Fighting for That Inch. Okay, yeah, now I'll tell you why I wanted to play that. Okay, if you're familiar with that, I'll summarize the speech. It's Al Pacino plays a coach, and he's talking to, and he's giving that, you know, that last speech to his team to say, hey, man, you motherfuckers better win because Hollywood wants us to win, right? He gives that a very empowering speech, but it's powerful. But there's a concept that I love about that speech the most. And he talks about here, on this team, we fight for that inch. There's two things he talks about. One is cooperation. We need to work together. And two, we live and fight for that inch. I love this idea of, because it's football, right? If you know anything about, I mean, okay, I don't know much about football. But what I do know is the point is to get closer and closer to the end zone. How do I explain an end zone? It doesn't matter, right? But the point, I mean, Google it, man. How do you play football? Not soccer, football. The point is to get closer and closer to the end zone. So in football, it matters. That's why I used to hate football about football. I'm like, fuck, it's taking too long to get to the end zone. But that's the fucking point. Is you huddle, you hut, you know, you get the ball, you pass it to whatever. And the point is, inch by inch, meters by meters, centimeters, whatever, man, whatever. Okay. But sometimes you only get an inch closer. I don't know. You get a yard closer. Figure out. The point is you make small progress to get closer to the end zone. That's what it's all about. What I love about this speech is it's like, on this team, we fight for that inch. It's not constantly to the end zone. It's not score a goal. No, we are every plan, every decision, every strategy is just to get you, I guess it's a yard closer. I think a yard closer to, because first, whatever, a yard closer to that fucking end zone. And I love, instead of using yard, he goes, we fight for that inch. Now, for me, the reason I wanted to play that clip is because part of why I was feeling negative on myself is I was feeling like I've been fighting for inches and losing. And I hate it. It's like I'm putting all this fucking effort just for a fucking inch. I'm putting all this, it's got like going on a diet. I'm doing all this shit just for what? So I can lose one fucking pound? It's days and days. My brain, I probably have ADHD, but my brain only works black and white. It's either this or there. It's why it's hard for me to save money. I'm like, wait a minute. It's why for me it's like, hey, I'm going to sell lemonade 5 cents for 5 cents. Cost me 2 cents, 3 cents to make it. And I'm going to be a billionaire. Like, I can't. My brain has difficulty. I got to tell you, the motherfuckers who write these contracts for credit cards, they're geniuses. Or who could do the math to. That's why I couldn't get into business. I'm like, okay, wait. I spend a dollar to make a dollar and 1 cent. How the fuck am I supposed to be rich? How the fuck am I? Like, I couldn't. My brain can't process that kind of shit. It's either I need a high return on my investment. All this to say is, yeah, so the speech is about fighting for that inch and accumulating those inches to get to the victory. And for me is, I'm like, I'm putting all this energy into an inch. Now, this finally brings me to what's up with the title. First of all, that verse that I just read was It Ain't Easy by Tupac. And for me, I actually posted a tweet myself because as I'm doing all this thinking about fighting for the inch and losing. And I said, all right, this thought came to me after I read that quote about worrying. And it hit me in that moment. I realized that I said, it's not easy being a work in progress. And shout out to someone who responded, actually quote tweeted me. Never happened to me. And wishy, you know what I mean? Complete stranger. I have no idea who this person is, but it was beautiful that they responded with, but it sure is beautiful, and she put in brackets to me. And I don't deny that, you know, being a work in progress. Okay, being a work in progress is, I don't deny that. Okay, sure, it's beautiful. But being a work in progress is difficult when you see in black. It ain't easy when you're impatient, when you're a perfectionist, and when you see the world in black and white. Even today I had a walk and I realized this is really what I was trying to say. Part of what makes this being a work in progress difficult is when you see yourself as a half empty glass. It's funny. I'm able to be positive and, you know, look at the glass and say it's half full. But when it comes to myself, the work in progress, and that's because of the perfectionism, the impatience, and seeing in black or either there. You know what? Funny story. I added though is when I was trying to cook, learning how to cook when I was a kid, I sucked at cooking. I was terrible. You know why? Because to me, I didn't realize I would always set the heater to maximum. I'm like, maximum. I'm trying to cook this shit quickly. And my cooking, things got better when, I think it was my brother who broke it down. It's like, bro, man, what the fuck? Set that shit to medium. When it was discovered there was a setting between high and nothing. Medium. That's all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, holy shit. I get it now. Okay, what I'm getting at is, I'm still unlearning shit. You know, no, this ain't a blame your parents day, but this is just, I don't, this is me working through my own fuck up this. And one of my fuck up this is my inability to not go to too extreme, to see the gray area. It's so weird. I can do it for morality reasons, but I can't do it. It's sometimes it's hard for me, yeah, to see the gradient in between. And especially when it comes to being a work in progress. I think another reason why this idea came to mind is because I was listening to the old clips of Bodega Boys. No, I'm not saying this is a, I miss those guys, but yo, fuck, I love playing. I'm replaying episodes I haven't heard before, right? And a common theme is that they joke a lot, right? They'll say some crazy shit, and they'll be like, hey, God's working on me, man. I like that line. Now, because I, you know, because of the whole ex-Christian factor, so I stopped saying God's working on me, even though I share that belief. The universe is working on me. But the idea is I'm a work in fucking progress. I'm accepting that I'm not perfect. Sometimes I'm going to get it wrong. And I got to learn not to freak out, dramatize that shit. Oh, my God, I fucked up. I burnt the toast. I spilled milk. I'm this heavy. I'm fucking late on my bill. And not act like, okay, I got to perform. Was it Hayakari? Is it Hayakari? I don't know how you pronounce that. The Japanese sewage ritual there when you kill yourself. Because I've shamed my family. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, shout out to those of you who could, like, fall and dust yourself and get back up. I'm like, oh, man, okay. It was just a stumble. Not me, man. I fall. I'm like, fuck. I'm a fuck up. I'm a curse. God don't like me no more. I fucked up. What the fuck was I thinking? I should have never got up in the first place. You know, that's my challenge in life, man. That's what I meant when I said it's not easy being a work in progress. Because, like I said, I constantly see myself as a half-empty glass. It's like, don't bother me. Don't bother putting any more water in it. You can't work with this shit. You can't do shit with that. It just ain't easy. It ain't easy. what do I have in my notes? Yeah. Which finally brings me to a last point is, on an earlier episode, you've heard me talk about precision nutrition. And how do I explain this? Shit happened to me this past few days that made me say, fuck precision. Basically, it just reinforced something happened to me that just said, fuck it. Fuck getting better. Something that just said that reminded me, that made me feel like, or that put me in the mindset, you're a half empty glass. There's no point trying to get better. And that's the thing with precision nutrition. I guess what I like about the program. I'm going to get back to it. I swear, I got to reach out to the coach, homie. He reached out to me, and I'm really grateful for that. Shows he cares. But I've been, like, in precision, you're assigned to a coach, I guess. Is that what they call themselves? A nutritionist, whatever, coach. And the problem is you only talk to them via email or via text, and it's kind of message board. It's kind of, sometimes I need to, like, ramble on like I'm doing on this microphone right now. But I got to reach back to him, and I'm debating, explaining to him how I fell. I'm stumbling, but I'm trying to get back. I'm wanting to get back on this regimen or to learning this shit and trying this thing. But, yeah, no, there was a point where I was like, I'd given up on, I just felt like, fuck, getting better. I think that's what the theme to my last therapy session was. Are you trying to get better or not? Yes or no? And part of me is like, yeah, who am I kidding? Who the fuck am I kidding? I'm a half-empty glass. Can't do shit with a half-empty glass. Yeah, that was the demon. That's what I mean by, oh my God. Okay. Now, this is what I mean by, it's not easy being a work in progress. Now, part of getting better for me is learning the specifics about myself and making peace with it, right? Sure. Other people get better their way. I get better my way. Figure that out, man. Stop talking to these gurus. Stop talking to these life coaches. Stop talking to these quote-unquote experts. Figure this shit. Like, I guess I just realized for myself, that's my problem. I got to figure it out for my own self. And at the beginning of the episode, the reason why I was giving myself props for small accomplishments is because I have to. I mean, sure, I should. I'm aiming for bigger ones, but I'm fighting for a fucking inch. That was me fighting for an inch. This is me, like, I guess someone like me needs to write a gratitude journal, because it's so easy for me to be like, yeah, I ain't shit. I'm a half empty glass. Ain't nothing you could do with a half empty. You know what I mean? Like, you know, God's working on everyone else except for me. You know, he the mindset that he's like, okay, wow. Whew. I mean, there's only 2 cents here. What the fuck am I going to do with these 2 cents, you know? You know what's funny is I got a shitload of pennies. I got a shitload of coins out there in my room stored. And my mom used to have to say, it goes, c'est avec des dollars qu'on fait des sous. No, c'est avec des sous qu'on fait des dollars. It's with cents you make money. Hey, that sounds better in English. But the point is, because I guess I was ignoring these pennies, and she was saying, nigga, send this shit, put that shit in the fucking bank. There are dollars in there. That's what I'm saying. It's like I'm trying to count my pennies, roll them up, and bring it to the bank and get, bitch, give me my $10. Wait, you know, I don't know how many rolls, pennies are in a roll, but yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that, man. That's what I meant. This is the context, too. It's not easy being, I'm working on it. It's not easy being a work in progress. I'm accepting that I'm a work in progress. And the key word is progress. Better than zero. Accepting anything, any fucking thing, is better than zero. And with that said, this concludes. Hold on a second. Okay, you know what? I didn't go too far. All right. This concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Sorry, there was a little part of me that was angry because I thought I was going to go overtime. like I said, I like to try to keep this shit within an hour, very close to an hour, and that's it. And right now, all this rambling I'm doing right now is going to make it go longer. But I did okay. I did okay, man. Okay, so one more time, I'm going to give myself a little. Yay! According to my timer, I've been talking to you for 1 hour and 6 minutes. If you add the intro song, it's probably going to make it to 1 hour and 7 minutes, but whatever. All right, this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Holla at me on Twitter while Elon Musk still hasn't fucked it up. Username is bblizak or Shut Up Podcast. On TikTok at b.black. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Again, that's where you'll find the show notes and all that shit. And email address, holla at me if you want to. You know, if you're one of those old school, you want to fire up that AOL email address, you can holla at me at shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. You can subscribe to this podcast using the RSS feed that, again, that's on the website, shutuppodcast.com, or go to Google and Apple Podcasts. Hey, I'm actually on Podcatcher, too. I'm working on that. But there's more. I'll be on more other places. And hopefully on YouTube at some point. Thank you, brothers and sisters and brothers. Thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. Peace.
I am your king now!